Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential. I cannot even get through my opening intro because I forgot to turn off my ringer and then I forgot to put my MacBook on airplane mode. So we're all over the place, you guys. I just want to thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discoverment and empowerment. As we explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness, I want you to be ready to come into alignment with the God-given gifts. I want you to unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own destiny, this podcast is the place where you can come to find inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes I'm just going to kick your ass with all the love in the world and tell you to get the fuck over yourself and just handle your shit. Okay. It's about taking massive responsibility for where you are. That's what we're here to do. It is Microdose Monday. Microdose Monday happens to be my favorite episode because I'm obsessed with the mushrooms. Okay. I'm obsessed with them. I notice little things. Okay. This is going to be a weird one. I'll just let you guys know. I'm not a fan of frogs, okay? Like, literally terrified of them. I cannot control my reaction when I see frogs. Like, I climb the walls, okay? It's that insane. It's like an irrational fear. I'm pretty sure I was attacked once, or maybe in another lifetime I was on Fear Factor and they dumped a bunch of frogs on me and I died of a heart attack. I don't know what happened, okay? I don't know where the fear came from. I'm just not a fan. I cannot stand frogs. And so I am taking my kids. I told you guys last week about the state park tour. Every week we're traveling around the state of Michigan all summer long. Anyway, we're walking on a trail and I watch this frog. It's like slow motion, you guys. Okay. I watch this frog just jump across my feet. And I was like, oh, hey guys, there's a frog. And they're like, what, where? And so I grab a little stick and he's just right next to me. I mean, I had no desire to pick it up, no desire to touch it, but nobody could see it. This little guy was so blended in. I got the little stick by his little butt and barely just gave him a little tap so he would jump away. That never, you guys, okay? It has to be the psilocybin. At least that's what I'm telling myself, because that would never have happened in another lifetime. I would have been climbing the tree and asking them to drive, you know, an emergency little rescue four-wheeler back in the trail to pick me up and take me, because I won't step on the ground again. Okay. I mean, literally in my car, when I see them jumping, I used to drive home at night when I was bartending, and on a really humid, crazy night, you just see them jumping across the road. It's disgusting. I literally picked up my feet in my car. Okay. If I saw a frog, that's how crazy it is. But no, that day I was just like, oh, there's a frog. I did not freak out. It was fine. It was so fine. There was no reaction. It's crazy. So there's yet another little thing that I've noticed. It wasn't, you know, it's not something huge and dramatic as far as change goes, but you start to notice little subtle things. You just aren't reacting anymore. That's the magic of microdosing. But I really want to get into that conversation today about the power of rewiring that beautiful brain of yours. We've made this bitch our enemy, okay? We think that we have to have this inner hate battle going on. That's not the case. Your brain wants to protect you, okay? It's a supercomputer constantly processing and making connections faster than you could say my favorite word, which is neuroplasticity. And guess what? You've got the power to hack into it and create real change. You need to start using your brain to work for you. Every time you learn something new, or every time you challenge yourself in a different way, something different, your brain is like, oh, we got to make room for that. So then it starts like rewiring itself, forging new pathways and connections to accommodate that information. Okay. This is what psilocybin does for you as well. It's like, oh, this is different. It's a different way of being. We have to make new connections so we can make room for this. And soon you're utilizing parts of your brain you haven't used in a long time. And that's why they say, if you want to do something for yourself, you want to do, you know, yourself a huge favor, start brushing your teeth with the opposite hand you normally use. If you're right-handed, start using your left. If you're left-handed, start using your right. Do that, because you're going to start rewiring your brain. Everybody is so living in this microwave mentality of like, we want everything right now. We want all these things in this moment. You have to start thinking about yourself in the future. Okay. And what you don't use, you lose. You're not using your brain, you're going to lose it. You're not using your body, you're going to lose it. If you keep in this mundane cycle, last week we're talking about that fucking rat race. Okay. If you can't claw your way out of that hole, and if you can't start breaking through new patterns of existence, what do you think that your older age is going to be like? We have to start planning for that. And it's not just about, you know, learning something new or soaking up knowledge like a sponge, which you can, it's still possible. You can teach an old dog new tricks. Okay. It's very possible, but it's about soaking up knowledge like a sponge, and changing the way you think and the way you speak and literally the way you're interacting with everything around you. It's time for you to step into the power of challenging old beliefs, kick the negative thought patterns to the curb. You have to embrace the power of creating new communication in your brain, because the possibilities are endless. And I'm going to be honest, like, you're the master. You are the boss. You're the boss of your body. How many days are you waking up this week like, oh my God, my back hurts, my body hurts, like your body's telling you what to do? Baby, your body is not the boss, okay? Your brain is the boss. And if you decide that every day you get out of bed, you're hurting, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be hurting, okay? But if every day your brain just starts connecting to ways of feeling good and things, you know, interacting with things that are good, you're going to have a great day. Even if you step in dog shit first thing in the morning, I mean, your day could still be great, okay? I promise you this, it is your perspective. And psilocybin is that hack for me. It has literally connected the dots, okay? It has put the world on the axis that makes this my world, okay? Everything just kind of lines up for me, where I need it to be, what I need to come through. I mean, just little things, you guys. It is little things. I think of something that I want or I need, and I turn around and it's there. It's just little things like connection, because I'm keeping my thoughts on a vibration where I can bring things into me, because I'm not stuck in that rumination on bullshit. Okay. That's where you're at. You're stuck in that rut. You're hearing these voices. Listen, I put journal prompts in my Listen Bitch Facebook group Monday through Friday. If you're not in there, hit me up. I'll get you added. And while we're doing the housekeeping here, make sure you guys are subscribed to this podcast. You've got to go to Spotify to leave a written review, but that's the meat and potatoes. That's how other people are going to get to see this podcast. Okay. And if you're literally listening just to be a hater and whatever, I mean, that's fine, because your view still counts. But if you're here and you genuinely are getting something out of this, then the pay to play is leave a written review, you know, interact in this group, share this with a friend, tell everybody you know, okay? Tell everybody you know. If you've got people in your life that are just victims and making excuses for every damn thing, who are not taking responsibility for where they are, this is the podcast they need to be listening to. But anyway, I have this Listen Bitch group. I post journal prompts, and there was one I posted the other day, and it was something about what part of me doesn't feel loved. Okay. And so I post these journal prompts as a way for you to start having this communication within yourself, so we can grow and expand the relationship within us, because that is the most important way for us to really get to the core of who we are. And quite a few people said some really heartbreaking shit. Like, not one part of them felt loved. You know what I mean? Like, nothing about them felt loved. And it wasn't just one person. So I went live in there just kind of addressing that, but that's kind of where the world is right now. We have this expectation, we're putting out all of this shit for everything around us. I'm sure, you know, today's Monday. I'm going to wake up to a lot of Facebook posts where moms are complaining that, you know, Mother's Day was a bust for them. It was terrible. Nobody loves them, blah, blah, blah. And my question would be, did you clearly articulate what you desired? You know, nobody can read your mind. There's no, I mean, you have to communicate what you need, right? So I know we're going to have a lot of people that aren't going to take massive responsibility for where they are, but I want you guys to see through your own excuses, to see through your own bullshit, to know that really unconditional love, that is through God 100%. And that is that Christ embodiment inside of you that is really connecting to that. Because outside of that, as long as I am loving myself, then I'm not going to feel like it's the end of the world if my husband wakes up and, chooses not to love me. And I think there's days that he does that. There's days where, he's even admitted, like, he'll just let shit ride out. He just, can be apathetic. Those on some level would have floored me before. Those days, I would take that one day where it just wasn't in him to choose to love me, and it would ruin my life, and that'd be the end of the world. And I'd, serve divorce papers. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be everything to me. And now I'm okay. I'm okay. Because I love me, and I have this unbreakable bond that I'm daily feeding and nurturing and growing with Christ, where nothing phases me. And I talked about this in that video. It's going to be up for the replay if you guys want to jump in there and check it out. But that's where it's at. We have to stop looking for that shit outside of us, especially if you're a mom. Okay? Like, these kids aren't going to know and appreciate who you are. Like, I have two friends on my feed right now that just lost their mom. Moms, they have different moms, okay? The one of them is really recent. I think I talked about her last week. I just am watching in, I can't understand what she's going through, but I can pray for her, and I can, feel that love for her, and just I'm in awe because I see her still choosing to wake up and put one foot in front of the other. I can't relate to that. I don't know what that would, I can't see that. But it doesn't make me unfeeling, but I do understand, like, there are points in our lives where we take the people in our lives for granted, right? But then there's also a point where we learn to appreciate what we have. And kids, until they grow up or until they lose their mom, they just have no clue. There's no clue on the profound impact that we have, and as long as you're growing through shit and showing up for yourself, you're leaving a mark. Okay. This is why I fight to have a legacy, because I don't think it's really going to go through my kids. I think my grandkids are going to come through that, and the kids after them and after them. And it's going to be something that everyone can just look back on and be like, oh shit, that was my great, 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 great grandma with all those tattoos. And she rides a motorcycle. She was a fucking badass. She wrote some books. She has a podcast. Like, they can look back on these points on what I desire to have as my mark on the world, to make an impact, to get people to grow, to change, to be able to take massive responsibility for where they are. And that's where we're at. Massive responsibility means that love part too, the part of you that needs to learn to love yourself. So it's about getting outside of your current excuses. And honestly, it's not about jumping on some antidepressants. That shit is just going to numb you. And it traps feelings. It traps the emotion. Everybody's so afraid to feel. And the minute we unleash that, we right away say, this is bad. This is bad. I don't think feelings are good or bad. They're just feelings. We may, desire a better feeling. And that's easy. We create that. We create that with our thoughts and our actions and our reactions. We create that. And when you're getting new communication wires going in your brain, when you're getting these new pathways here, then that starts to become your default. I want my default to be non-reactive Brandon. I don't want to feel like I'm going to die because a frog jumped over my foot. Okay. That wasn't fun. I wasn't having a great time. And no, like I said, I'm not about to go pick up some frogs and, that's not my thing. I'm not there. And that's fine, but at least I'm not going to have a goddamn heart attack when one passes through my path, okay? It's just a new way of being. If you really thought about it, and I want you to challenge yourself this week. I want you to do something in a different way this whole week, whether it's brush your teeth with your left hand or, you know, commit 5 days this week to learning something new. You know, maybe you want to, I did this for a while. I did like a word of the day. There was some stupid app or whatever, and you would learn a new word with a definition. That was fun for me. So I don't know what it looks like for you. Maybe you want to learn how to play the guitar. I don't give a shit. Doing something, you know, learning how to draw, just do something for your brain to be like, oh my God, this is new. Let's make room for that. Let's make room for that. And you get to create this new way of being. Microdosing has been like the life hack for me. The life hack for me where I have the mental capacity and the energy to be able to pick and choose like what I want my intention to be for the week. And sometimes I set a daily intention. If I'm really struggling, I'm like, okay, for the day, this is really what I want my intention to be. I take my microdose, I pray, I talk to God, I get outside, I ground my feet, little things, you know, writing my journal. I even try to find a book on the shelf that's really going to just kind of emphasize my desire. And then I sit in gratitude with it of just thank you. Thank you for helping me not be reactive. And I'm having fun with it, you guys. I'm having a great time not being someone who is stressed out, not being someone who has anxiety, falling into the new way of being and all of this change, not just in my life, but who I'm going to show up to be. Facing myself in the mirror every day, like figuratively and literally. It's great. You see the bright side in everything. Like the world is just lit up in a brighter color than it was before. There really is this just, you know, when you get into the psychedelic rabbit hole, okay? Microdosing is literally like giving your brain a little love tap, okay? A little love tap of psychedelics, just enough to open up the neural pathways without sending you on that, you know, space journey. Like you're not going to go to the moon and back, all right? But when it comes to creativity, I feel like microdosing is that rocket fuel. So if you're literally like, okay, look, I want to teach my brain new things, I just don't know where to start. Microdose, babe, because it's going to open up new thoughts in you, new thought patterns. It's the rocket fuel for that creative spark. Literally, they have a way of breaking down the barriers between the different parts of your brain. Like it just, every path you have ingrained, it just breaks it all down, tears down all the walls. Okay. And it starts creating those new connections on its own. And that's where we start having those aha moments like nobody's business, okay? And it's not, you are not tripping, okay? There is no full-blown trip happening here. Microdosing is going to keep you grounded in reality where you can tap into that creative flow without losing touch with the world around you. Like these moms, you know, there's like moms for marijuana and all these things. And I'm not against that, you guys. I'm absolutely not against it, but there is no fucking way I could be high as a kite and deal with my kids. Like there is no way. I can't even handle it by myself. So smoking weed is not an option for me. And smoking weed does not open up shit in your brain like psilocybin does. I mean, there are issues with like cognitive impairment. Okay. There are some negative side effects with marijuana. And I don't really believe that it is a great impact on that neuroplasticity. In my experience and in a lot of studies, you guys could do the research. You're not losing touch with the world around you. You're not having this feeling experience. There is no head trip. There is no body buzz. There is nothing that's happening to you that's going to make you think, oh my God, I took something, you know, until you start realizing when your kids are going crazy, you don't lose your shit. You're going to be like, oh my God, I took something, because you're not losing your mind on the babies, right? You're not like, oh my God, who spilled the water? You know, it's just water, you know, when you're not reacting anymore, you're going to be like, oh my God, I took something. When you feel a different way of being, you're going to say, oh my God, I took something. But on the other side of that, you take one hit of marijuana and you're like, oh my God, I took something. You know what I mean? There is no, I am not grounded in reality at that point. There is no creative flow. I have lost touch with the world around me. I literally hide under a fucking blanket. Okay. Not only do I feel like whenever I've tried marijuana, I feel like I'm suffocating under a blanket. I literally, anytime I've tried it, I'm hiding under a blanket. I can't do it. I lose touch and I'm lost in the void. That's what happens. But with psilocybin, you turn the volume up on your brain's creativity dial. You knock down old barriers. All of a sudden, you have a new way of being. You can see your emotions. You get to choose how you want to feel. See that perspective. You look outside. You feel connected to the entire world and everything just feels good and peaceful and loving. Okay. So you don't have to be, you know, some big writer. You don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be anyone outside of who you are. Microdosing is still going to be your secret sauce. That's it. It's your secret sauce. And I'm going to walk you right through it. You literally will get step-by-step instructions. And if you have someone to go to get your psilocybin, absolutely. That's awesome. I went through quite a few people before I found a solid product. Okay. And now I will not go anywhere else. I'll tell you guys that for life. I will not go anywhere else. But it took a long time. It took a long time to dial in my dose. It took a long time to find something that was actually appropriate and effective. There's a lot of bullshit out there. Okay. There's a lot of bullshit. Stay safe out there. I do have a way that I could get you guys a connection for microdosing. If you look at my podcast episode overview, there is a link that will say microdose. I'll get you that. And you're going to get the instructions. The instructions come from me. And if you have the shrooms from someone else, message me anyway, and I'll give you the instructions. It does take time to dial in your dose. Okay. If you're 300 pounds, you're probably going to need to take more than, more than what I would take. You know, if you're 90 pounds, you're going to be taking less than what I take. So it is about dialing in your dose. Weight does play into this. Okay. So that's something you should communicate if you, if you are looking for me to help coach you through this process, we have to talk about all the things, where you're at in this moment. And it's, there's so many benefits to what this is, but I think that addictive personality that we have, this kind of knocks it out. It just knocks it out. Like, you have no desire for the bullshit. You just don't. You're just in your Zen moment of being, of feeling connected, of knowing you're a part of everything, of not taking everything so serious. You just, you can be a kid. You can have fun with the kids. You can laugh. You can relax. You can stop overthinking all the trivial bullshit. You can stop having anxiety about shit that hasn't even happened, that probably won't happen. And you can stop being depressed about all your regrets from the past because you're suddenly here in your current awareness, ready to kick ass. Okay. Ready to step into the power and the potential of who you are as a badass. So I'm ready for you guys to step into this moment of just, what do you have to lose? Like, if you live this same year over, stuck in your emotions, you know, where you've become this anxiety ridden identity, like, this is not the stuff that defines you. What if you can turn it all around and be willing to take advantage of those opportunities? Be willing to speak up for yourself. Be willing to set boundaries and go for what matters most to you. What if you could have that happiness and that peace and that joy? What if you can redefine success and create just this vision of a life that you would love? Start small. I want you guys this week to do something to just freak your brain out and have it frantically trying to make new room, okay? You want to make it feel like, oh shit, we've got to make room for the new stuff. Kind of like what you should do with your closet, right? And I say that because mine is atrocious. You guys, you can't even open my closet door right now. It is, it's a weight on me right now. On the to-do list, not a big deal, but got to get rid of the old shit. Okay. Make room for the new stuff. So do something weird, brush your teeth, even eating. Okay. Eat with a different hand. Just do weird shit. I want you to do weird shit this week. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. And I think that's it, babes. I love you guys. Have a great night.